Welcome to the C.S. Joseph Podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Chris Taylor, bringing you another acolyte question. I suppose it's more of an acolyte topic today. And today's topic is conflicts between ISTP and ISFP friends explained. Now, there are two dynamics when it comes to interpersonal relationships to be considered here. First and foremost is synchronicity, also known as compatibility. And this is cognitive functions in the ego stack like NE to NI, functions that essentially feed into each other. And then there is asynchronicity, also known as camaraderie. And this is when you share the same functional axis in the ego, or in the shadow, essentially, if it's up in the top half or for both, or down in the bottom half for both. So with ISTPs and ISFPs, what's that look like here? So on the synchronicity side, the compatibility side, we have for ISFPs, FI hero, to the ISTPs, TI hero, which means that the axis completes from hero to inferior. Your ISFPs have that FI hero to TE inferior. That TE inferior goes to the ISTPs, TI hero, down to the ISTP's FE inferior, and up to the ISFP's FI hero. This is synchronicity or compatibility. Then they both not only are SE NI users, but they are both SE parents, NI child. And then if you go into the bottom half of the mind, the same pattern exists. It's nemesis to demon. And for the compatibility side and or camaraderie side, or compatibility side or the synchronicity side, and you have SI critic and any trickster on the camaraderie or asynchronicity side. For the duration of the video, I'm personally just going to say compatibility, camaraderie. Not that any term is better than the other. It's just going to make the conversation a little easier if I pick with one and stick with it. But understand they're synonymous if I end up using one or the other in this case. Now, what does compatibility versus camaraderie look like as far as interpersonal relationships? So, compatibility is ideal for face-to-face problems, right? So, if you are trying to grow, essentially, then you want that face-to-face compatibility because they're going to offer the perspectives that you're ultimately looking for, ego to ego. It makes life a little easier to exist in your ego while around them. This is nice to a degree for interpersonal relationships, but understand that having those other perspectives, with that comes challenge from the standpoint of if they perceive that you're missing a side of the coin, they're going to more than likely bring this up. And so you are always subject to a degree of the other half of that complete cognitive circuit. Whereas with camaraderie, when there is external problems, this is nice in interpersonal relationships. Camaraderie is nice for that because you can sit shoulder to shoulder and kind of discuss those things that you're either seeing or making judgments on similarly. And so it's kind of like a thick as thieves situation when it comes to camaraderie. The weakness to this is the camaraderie side of things isn't going to provide a fresh perspective. So when you're in a friendship like this, you're both subject to the same issues. And this can get more problematic if any of the problems go from the external to the internal. So when you're talking about synchronicity, it's good for problem solving face to face, but you're going to run into problems when you're dealing with something external to the relationship, because you're going to have different judgments or different viewpoints on the thing external to the friendship. So both of these can be problematic individually in their own ways. They can also be good in their own ways. But let's get into some of the, like, what is the overall idea with friendships as far as, is it more face-to-face or more shoulder-to-shoulder? Typically speaking, friendships are sought out more so as a shoulder-to-shoulder relationship. The camaraderie of the shoulder-to-shoulder aspect of asynchronicity allows you both to sit there and go, oh yeah, ha, this is funny, or oh yeah, this is, you know, BS, or what have you, because you're both able to arrive at either the same perceptions or the same judgments. In the ISFP and ISTP case, this is SE parent and NI child that we're predominantly referring to when we're talking about camaraderie. So, when the problem is external, you're, both of these types are going to perceive the situation similarly. There's a little bit into the humor of any tricksters and enjoying absurd things, the unexpected of life, so to speak, because they walk around blind to consequence. It is entertaining to a degree to them when something just absolutely off the wall happens in the real world that was unexpected. It's kind of a little bit of the joy of the child and a little bit of the amusement of the trickster, to a degree. And so when these two are together and operating shoulder to shoulder, they're able to see these things and see them the same exact way. Almost up into the point where a judgment is involved on the observation. And that's where things skew. Now, the problem with this, though, is that when they are observing the same things going on in their environment through SE parent or pursuing similar things with NI child, they're both artisans. They're both SPs. They both have a respect for freedom of choice because their NI child wants to be able to be free to make choices itself. It doesn't want to be hindered in that. So the camaraderie comes in again in the standpoint of oftentimes they are going to allow each other the space to make decisions, to pursue things. And there's a bit of enablement there in that regard, just because of that. Now, where does this kind of end up taking issue? Where can this lead? Well, when these two types get really, really close to each other, their SE parent obviously does not want the other person to have poor discipline just by virtue of SE parent. They are expecting the other person to be responsible with their discipline and the way that they handle things. And they're expecting the other person to be loyal to them. So when an issue that's external all of a sudden comes between this, because they're seeing the same thing, maybe they're involved in a group of friends together, and all of a sudden there's drama in this group of friends. And the ISTP is like, well, this person's really not being a good person. Like, we both see the same thing happening, but this person's not being a good person. This person's really just treating other people poorly, or maybe they're being a hypocrite. And they're looking at that, and all of a sudden, the ISFP is like, oh, well, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me. Or maybe it's the reverse. Maybe the maybe the ISFP is taking issue with this group, and the ISTP is saying, well, no, it makes sense. It's logical. Like, it's understandable that this kind of dynamic or this thing is happening because of X, Y, and Z, and the ISTP starts to lay out the logic of the situation. Well, now we've transitioned from seeing the same thing through SE parent and SE parent to all of a sudden there's a conflict. Okay, there's a conflict in the judgments that they're arriving at in this external issue. And then the issue can very quickly devolve from, oh, this is a problem with them, to, wait, why are you supporting this? I don't understand, because we're supposed to, you know, be friends. We're like, there's a almost lack of respect that ends up happening because of this this conflict. And so all of a sudden there is room, right? So SI critic gets hit by SE parent. Then it goes to any trickster, where any trickster is going, well, what was your intention with this? Was your intention not to be loyal to me? We're going from the critic to the trickster up to the parent. And so you can have these issues where with between the parent, child, trickster, and critic, all of a sudden that circuit is going ego to shadow and criticizing the other person. And that's one major thing that can happen. That can be kind of the splinter that gets infected in this relationship that they they're having. And this gets even more so, it gets to be an issue if they are suddenly trying to manage the other person, because now that this fracture has happened, now it's like, oh, like, I have to correct this person's behavior. They're this is where the trickster comes in. This is going to lead them towards a bad future. And the divide grows, because they're both likely to do it to each other because of that parent, critic, trickster, child loop that's going on, that they're going to end up mirroring this between each other, especially since one involved is an ISTP. And so what'll end up happening is they'll try to help correct the other person's behavior from an SE parent, from an SE parent to their hero standpoint. The ISFP is going, what you're doing, I don't value. And the ISTP is going, what you're doing doesn't make sense. This can really be a problem in this relationship if it ends up turning that way. And it can be years where where it's not a problem. There can be, years can go by in this relationship, in this friendship, where this isn't a problem, until something comes up that is either strong enough that the ISTP is convicted to what they believe, all the way down to their demon function, or it bothers that FI hero that badly. You also have to consider that while you have FI hero on one side, you have FI demon on the other side, well, they both share TE nemesis or FE nemesis, and TE inferior or FE inferior. So their inferiors are both looking at those hero functions and the demon functions and seeing what is going on between those two. Now, if this ends up happening, then you have the inferior not sure if it can be around this person's hero function anymore, because this inferior or nemesis, depending, it's nemesis to demon or inferior to hero in this relationship. So one of two things: either, hey, your hero is just not doing what it should, I'm concerned as a result. The FE inferior is going, I'm concerned that I'm going to take on your beliefs that I don't see as making sense. The TE inferior is going, I don't feel good about what you're doing, and I'm afraid that it's going to impact my reputation. And that same thing is happening between the nemesis and the demon function on the other side, and usually more often than not, it's a little more extreme on that side of the spectrum, going, okay, you have, you just, like, the demon comes out, it's like, whoa, hey, that was a lot. Like, that was a lot to deal with. And I'm worried, right? It's the same thing happening on both sides of these spectrums. But before all of that happens, you can go a long time without having very strong convictions one way or the other. Both of these types do happen to try to have a level of freedom of the other person's choice. But these two types can also very much judge each other once that divide happens. That's one of the biggest causes, in my opinion, from what I've seen in my life. Now, there's also a degree of competition between the inferior and nemesis, right? Where TE inferior is worried about how much is being studied. They're less likely to stupid zone than TE nemesis. They're more likely to just be uncomfortable with what the other person is saying or doing. And there is an aspect where both the nemesis and inferior can stupid zone, but more often than not, it is the nemesis that is stupid zoning with TE nemesis others because of a lack of research. And so the TE nemesis of the ISTP can end up just stupid zoning somebody and not putting any more effort into trying to help the other person. And TE inferior is going, hey, TI hero, you haven't considered, I'm worried that you haven't considered everything. Is it all bad? Is it doomed to fail as a relationship? No. But you need to understand these pitfalls between these two types. Otherwise, it can create a rift that just grows and grows and grows and eventually ends up breaking apart. These two types can be very stubborn, though, too. And that is one thing that will help that relationship stay together, to help that friendship stay together. But if those issues don't get fully addressed, then you're more than likely just to spiral out of each other's orbit or door slam each other. Anyway, if you found this lecture useful, helpful, insightful, leave a comment below, hit that subscribe button, and I will catch you guys on the next episode.